for Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. 1 in 10 babies in South Australia, or 2,000 every year, are reported to child protection authorities before their first birthday. Half are born into homes where no parent has a job, and in almost two-thirds of families, the parents needed child protection intervention themselves as kids. The startling figures revealed the bleak reality for too many babies born into an uphill battle before they can walk and talk. The University of Adelaide's Better Start research team has told a Royal Commission into Early Childhood Education and Care in SA that reports to child protection authorities that they should be considered part of an early warning system for children who will continue to struggle with their health and development. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, head to advertiser.com.au or download the app at the App Store. Up to 4 million Australians are estimated to have been struck down with COVID over the past 4 months. Health Minister Mark Butler is optimistic the end of the Omicron wave is on the horizon, but concedes it has lingered longer than expected. There's no doubt that this wave has endured for longer than was expected, longer than the advice that was received by governments, he told reporters in Canberra on Wednesday. It was not short or sharp, it lingered for longer and had a very significant impact on the community, our healthcare system and many individuals, tragically resulting in the loss of many lives. And we'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Well, after a cooler spell last week, South Australia will swelter through a string of hot and dry days that have prompted a heatwave warning from authorities. The State Emergency Service issued an alert for the northwest pastoral and west coast districts for Wednesday. In the west coast district, temps will soar to 38 to 43 degrees, with north to northeasterly winds between 25 to 35 kilometres an hour, tending southeast to southwesterly in the early afternoon, and east to southeasterly 20 to 30 kilometres an hour in the evening. The northwest pastoral area is expected to sit around 40 degrees Celsius with winds east to northeasterly between 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, becoming light in the middle of the day. And Adelaide coach Matthew Nix says Matt Crouch is smashing it at the moment in the Crows pre-season, but after a season in which the 2017 All-Australian and Adelaide club champion was dropped on three occasions, Crouch again looks to be in the fight for a regular spot in the side, with Nix saying there is quite a battle for midfield places for the Crows. The role of Crouch and his future at the club became almost a running theme of Nick's pre-game media conferences as he fell out of favour at West Lakes. After missing all of 2021 with groin issues, Crouch played 11 AFL games and 8 SA NFL games in 2022. He averaged 27.4 disposals and 4.36 clearances at AFL level in 2022, but didn't feature in the Crows senior side following the loss to Hawthorn in round 17. And that's the latest from The Advertiser for updates and breaking news throughout the day. Take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.